Welcome to episode 858 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Let us take you to Daniel 7, where in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a vision as he lay in his bed.
In my vision that night, I saw a great storm churning the surface of a great sea, with strong winds blowing from every direction. Then, four huge beasts came up out of the water, each different from the others. The first beast was like a lion with eagle's wings. As I watched, its wings were pulled off, and it was left standing with its two hind feet on the ground, like a human being, and it was given a human mind. Then I saw a second beast, and it looked like a bear. It was rearing up on one side, and it had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And I heard a voice saying to it, "Get up, devour the flesh of many people." Then the third of these strange beasts appeared, and it looked like a leopard. It had four bird's wings on its back, and it had four heads. Great authority was given to this beast. Then in my vision that night, I saw a fourth beast, terrifying, dreadful, and very strong. It devoured and crushed its victims with huge iron teeth and trampled their remains beneath its feet. It was different from any of the other beasts, and it had 10 horns. As I was looking at the horns, suddenly another small horn appeared among them. Three of the first horns were torn out by the roots to make room for it. This little horn had eyes like human eyes and a mouth that was boasting arrogantly. I watched as thrones were put in place, and the Ancient One sat down to judge. His clothing was as white as snow, his hair like purest wool. He sat on a fiery throne with wheels of blazing fire, and a river of fire was pouring out, flowing from his presence. Millions of angels ministered to him. Many millions stood to attend him. Then the court began its session, and the books were opened. I continued to watch because I could hear the little horn's boastful speech. I kept watching until the fourth beast was killed, and its body was destroyed by fire. The other three beasts had their authority taken from them, but they were allowed to live a while longer. As my vision continued that night, I saw someone like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient One and was led into his presence. He was given authority, honor, and sovereignty over all the nations of the world, so that people of every race and nation and language would obey him. His rule is eternal, it will never end. His kingdom will never be destroyed. I was troubled by all I had seen, and my visions terrified me. So I approached one of those standing beside the throne and asked him what it all meant. He explained it to me like this.
These four huge beasts represent four kingdoms that will arise from the earth. But in the end, the holy people of the Most High will be given the kingdom, and they will rule forever and ever.
Then I wanted to know the true meaning of the fourth beast, the one so different from the others and so terrifying. It had devoured and crushed its victims with iron teeth and bronze claws, trampling their remains beneath its feet. I also asked about the 10 horns on the fourth beast's head, and the little horn that came up afterward and destroyed three of the other horns. This horn had seemed greater than the others, and it had human eyes and a mouth that was boasting arrogantly. As I watched, this horn was waging war against God's holy people and was defeating them, until the Ancient One, the Most High, came and judged in favor of his holy people. Then the time arrived for the holy people to take over the kingdom. Then he said to me,
"This fourth beast is the fourth world power that will rule the earth. It will be different from all the others. It will devour the whole world, trampling and crushing everything in its path. Its 10 horns are 10 kings who will rule that empire. Then another king will arise, different from the other 10, who will subdue 3 of them. He will defy the Most High and oppress the holy people of the Most High. He will try to change their sacred festivals and laws, and they will be placed under his control for a time, times and half a time. But then the court will pass judgment, and all his power will be taken away and completely destroyed. Then the sovereignty, power and greatness of all the kingdoms under heaven will be given to the holy people of the Most High. His kingdom will last forever, and all rulers will serve and obey him.
That was the end of the vision. I was terrified by my thoughts and my face was pale with fear, but I kept these things to myself.
The Book of Daniel paints a vivid picture of a young Hebrew prophet navigating the tumultuous political landscape of ancient Babylon. In Daniel 7, we encounter a defining moment in his journey, a glimpse into the future through a dream filled with symbolic imagery. Tomorrow we will dive more deeply into the specifics of the symbols. However, take note of the core message: God reigns supreme and his ultimate victory is assured. Daniel's dream unfolds at a time of political turmoil. The Babylonian Empire, once seemingly invincible, was on the verge of collapse. Yet, amidst the uncertainty and fear, the dream offers a powerful message of hope. The dream reminds us that even the most formidable earthly empires are ultimately temporary. They rise and fall, but God's reign is everlasting. David proclaims the following in Psalm 93:1. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. He has put on strength as his belt. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. This perspective offers comfort and stability in times of political and social upheaval. The vision of the Ancient of Days as judge emphasizes that injustice and evil will not go unpunished. Though seemingly powerful, the beasts ultimately face judgment. This serves as a reminder that God ultimately cares for the oppressed and will establish justice in his perfect timing, a point reinforced in Psalm 146, verse 7. The dream culminates with the Son of Man receiving an everlasting kingdom. This signifies the ultimate victory of God's love and righteousness over all earthly powers. It offers hope for a future where, as Isaiah prophesies in Isaiah 9, verse 7, peace, justice, and righteousness will reign supreme. While the specific details of Daniel's dream may seem distant, the message resonates with profound implications for our lives today. As we navigate the complexities of our own times, marked by challenges and uncertainties, the lessons from Daniel 7 offer guidance and hope. Cultivate an eternal perspective. Don't be consumed by the fleeting nature of earthly power and possessions. Instead, focus on building your life on the foundation of God's eternal kingdom. Live with integrity and righteousness. Even in a world dominated by power struggles and self-interest, choose to live with honesty, compassion, and justice, reflecting the values of God's kingdom. Embrace the promise of hope. In times of darkness or despair, remember the unwavering hope offered by the vision of God's ultimate victory. Trust in his promises and find strength in the knowledge that he is working all things together for his good purpose. The Apostle Paul reminds us of this in Romans 8, verse 28. Daniel's dream serves as a powerful reminder that God's love, justice, and ultimately his victory will prevail. It encourages us to live with hope, integrity, and unwavering faith in the God who reigns supreme and whose purposes are eternal. As we face the uncertainties of the present, let us cling to the promise of a future filled with light, where God's kingdom will reign forevermore. Father, help us to cultivate an eternal perspective, one rooted in your love and promises. Grant us the strength to live with integrity and compassion, reflecting your values in all we do. In times of darkness and doubt, remind us of the hope you offer through your Son, the Son of Man. May we find solace in the knowledge that your victory is assured and your kingdom will come. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.